It's hard to imagine a farm growing a crop from vines that are over a century old. That's exactly the case here. Some of the plants that first began producing in the 1800s are still providing a great crop each year. We visit the largest cranberry producer in the world on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The A.D. Makepeace Farm is the largest cranberry grower in the world, with over 2,000 acres devoted to the crop. Today's crop can literally be traced back to the 1800s in some cases.
We have some early black and Howe vines. Those are two different varieties, and they're well over 100 years old, 150 years old, and some of our bogs are still producing.
Glenn Reed says production is measured in 100-pound barrels per acre. Those old vines still do well.
The older varieties, early blacks and Howes, they produce anywhere between 100 to 200 barrels the acre. Two of the older hybrids that came out about 20 years ago, Stevens and Ben Lears, they produce between 200 and 400 barrels the acre.
But the latest hybrids from Rutgers University can produce up to 600 barrels per acre. Acquiring more farmland can be cost prohibitive in Massachusetts, so farmers focus on upgrading the acres they already have.
Because the property is expensive, what we do, and most other growers, is we go in, we'll take out some of those older varieties, we'll level the bogs off, put in new upgraded irrigation, stuff like that, and then we'll put in the hybrids.
High population density might squeeze farmland out of similar areas, but Glenn says the market for this crop remains strong.
It's still worth growing cranberries. It's a great market right now still. Ocean Spray's done a great job at marketing and keeping the price up and things like that. So the cranberry industry is still thriving, so we're doing well.
You can visit the A.D. Makepeace Farms year-round, and they hold many special events during the fall harvest season. Traveling the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.